Good morning, Dr. Schneer, dictating a pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry report on Brenda Siriani, S-I-R-I-A-N-I. This goes to Dr. Paligrutto. On 2/22/25, Mrs. Siriani performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the initial bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal, and there was a minimal degree of airways obstruction, primarily at lower lung volumes. Period. After bronchodilators, there was no significant change. Period. Compared to a prior study dated 10/22/24, there's been no significant change. Period. No paragraph impression, minimal. Chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component, showing no progression. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Bruce Matthews. This goes to Dr. Badocki on 2/20/7/25, Mr. Matthews performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the initial bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was minimally impaired, and there was a minimal impairment in flow rates period. Air velocity index was less than 1 period. The ratio of FVF 25/75 over FVC was less than 0.8 period. There was no improvement after bronchodilators compared to a prior study dated 8/27/24. There's been slight improvement. Period. No paragraph impression. Minimal chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component, showing minimal improvement. Next, 6-minute walk test on Elizabeth Conneerney, C-O-N-N-E-A-R-N-E-Y. This goes to Dr. Galfier. On 2/27/25, Mrs. Conneerney performed a 6-minute walk test, period. Prior to ambulating, glomerular saturation was 94%, period. Patient walked 328 meters in 6 minutes, and saturation at the end of the study was 86%, period. No paragraph impression. Mild exercise intolerance with demonstrable hypoxemia. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Carol, C-A-R-Y-L. Portney, P-O-R-T-N-E-Y, this goes to Dr. Pieper. On 2/27/25, Mrs. Portney performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the initial bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was minimally impaired, and there was minimal impairment in flow rates. Period. The air velocity index was less than 1 period. The ratio of FEF 25/75 over FEC was less than 0.8 period. After bronchodilators, there was improved effort without any other significant change compared to a prior study dated 8/22/24. There's been slight deterioration. Period. No paragraph impression. Minimal chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component, showing a slight deterioration. Next. Pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on George Anna Wiggin, W-I-G-G-I-N. This goes to Dr. Bo Cook. On 2/27/25, Mrs. Wiggin performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the initial bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was moderately impaired. There was a severe degree of airways obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators period. The air velocity index was less than 1 period. The ratio of FEF 25/75 over FEC was less than 0.8, period. Compared to a prior study dated 10/1/24, there's been no significant change, period, no paragraph impression, severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component, showing no significant change. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Michael Smith. This goes to Dr. Bo Cook on 2/27/25. Mr. Smith performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal, and there was a mild degree of airways obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators period. Compared to a prior study dated 11/13/24, there's been no significant change, period. No paragraph impression, minimal chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component, showing no significant change. Thank you.